19. Y'all ready? Let's get it. Y'all talk back to me today? Y'all say amen or something. All right. Power of agreement. Amazing things happen if you ever get on the same page with the people you're connected to. Matthew 18, 19 says this. Again, truly I tell you that if two on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father. Y'all hear what that said? If you can agree, two of you can get together and agree, anything they ask for, it will be done. Here's my struggle with preaching this scripture this morning. This scripture came, Jesus talked in context with people. So Jesus was talking to these people about, they were arguing with each other. And he said, listen, if your brother offends you, go to your brother. He said, if that don't work, take you two or three witnesses. He said, here's a principle. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses is every word established. Can I stop for a minute? I want to introduce a principle. How many of y'all believe in God for something in here? Oh, yes. I believe in God for something in here. Here's what I do. For everything I'm believing God for, I find me two or three people who can connect with me. And I say, this is what I'm believing God for. Here's what I'm in the word. And we get together and agree, and it happens. I was talking to a couple earlier. They were trying to sell their house. And I said, listen, when we were trying to sell our house, because I messed up the contract, we stood on Psalms 37 and 5, and it says, commit your way unto the Lord, and he will bring it to pass. So you commit your way to God, he'll bring it to pass. So out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word established, I want to challenge you in here who in faith to find you two or three people to lock in with you. Oh, yeah. This is what I'm believing for, and they're going to connect with you. But it says, here's what, let me go back to the scripture. He said, if they don't agree with those two or three people, bring them before the church. If they don't agree with, you know, they can't, you can't get it together there. They said, cast them out as a heathen. But then Jesus said something very interesting. For those of you who are faith people, you know this scripture. He said, whatever you bind on earth. Y'all ain't like it that way. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Oh, Lord. And whatever you loose, y'all understand it that way. It will be loose. Lean on your neighbor and say, it's going to be loose. Say, your blessing's on the loose. Say, I don't know where it's at right now, but it's on the loose. All right, then come back. I just want to say it so y'all remember it. Jesus is talking to them about arguing. I got several friends in here of kids. What can you imagine sitting Trey torn down and saying, listen, this is how you handle dispute. Out of the blue, Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about, Jesus. Then he introduces this scripture and he says, again, I tell you, where two of you agree. Remember he told you a word is established by two or three people. He said, I'm going to tell you again. He's talking to a group of people who can't get along about this. He said, if two or three of you ask anything, it will be done by my Father in heaven. Here's what I believe Jesus is trying to tell you. The reason why it is so harmful for you to argue and fight all the time is because you can do so much better together. Look at your neighbor and say, we're better together. You know, things go better together. What's Kool-Aid without sugar? What's fried bologna without cheese? What's fish without hot sauce and mustard? How many of y'all from Memphis in here? What's fish without spaghetti? I don't know why you do that. If you ain't got but two teeth, they better. He said, if you can get together, amazing things would happen. Here's what I think Jesus was doing. He was trying to destroy this notion that people thought that I'm good by myself. And in this day, we people can become independently wealthy and you can do all these things. Jesus says, you're better in a group because one can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. There's something called synergy. Synergy is when we can do more together than we can separate. With synergy, 2 + 2 is greater than 4. I want to show you something. In this side, can I borrow y'all for a moment? Any of y'all believe in praising God in here? Can I? Anybody just thank God? Y'all just thank for anybody. God done anything for y'all over here in this side right here? I want you to do me a favor. Can we just this side right here? This side, can you begin to put your hands together? Bless God. Over
here. This side. Can y'all just praise God with me for a moment? Just put your hand. Bless God. Father, we thank you. Can y'all join in with me? Come on, this side. Just this side right here. God, we thank you. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my family. Just this side. God, we bless you. We magnify you. God, we adore you. God, we thank you. God, we love you. Just this side. God, we honor you. Bless you. I thank you. I love you now in the name of Jesus. this side, y'all got anything to be thankful for? It ain't competition, but I know we got some praises over here. Can I just get somebody just to tell God, thank you, God, we bless, just this side. God, we honor you. God, we love you. The band even got with y'all. God, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we magnify you. God, we love you. God, we adore you. God, you're my everything. Good. Y'all sounded good. Y'all sounded good. But I wonder what we'd sound together. What if I told you that while we were praising God that somebody promoted got promoted over here? What if I told y'all that while somebody was praising God, somebody came in depressed and it lifted right now? I don't want you to be selfish, but can we together begin to open up our mouth and just say, God, I thank you. I bless you. I honor you. In Jesus' name, yeah, it sounds better together. Yes, you may be seated. That's what synergy is. Synergy is 2 plus 2 is greater than 4. I know math says you 2 plus 2 is 4. New math, I don't know what it is. But 2 plus 2 is greater than 4. When we come together, amazing things. Some of you have reaped the benefits of when you got a village of people, a group of people who come together, and you've done great things. Beautiful things happen when we agree. It's called getting on the same page. Matthew 18:19 says, again, I tell you, if two on earth agree about anything, that word agree means to harmonize. It means to symphonize. It means to come together and make great music. I can't do this point justice. I got some fellas that are going to help me here. Can y'all help me out? I want to show you what agree sounds like. Yeah, fellas, y'all make do with it. What it does. Fellas, I want to show you. I want to take you back old school for a minute.
The question is, will I ever leave you? The answer is no, 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 no. The question is, will I ever leave you? Answer is no, 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 no.
Just a taste, just a taste. Rick almost got that bass note with you. Did that sound great or what? Any old school Winans fans in here? That's what it sounds like, agreement. You may not can sing, but you know how to blend in wherever you go. You don't stick out like a sore thumb. I bet y'all couldn't even guess who was hitting that high note. Tez was killing. Big built Tez walked in here and, no! He hit that high note there. Tez ain't playing with you. That's how I make fun of people. I learned to imitate their voice. But something happens, seriously. What would happen if our houses start making melody like that? What if your job made a melody like that? What if athletic teams made a melody just that smooth, that wasn't competing, that wasn't going back and forth, that Kerry wasn't trying to overpower. Oh, they're giving Rick some love. I got to just slide in here. There wasn't no competition going on. They were all blending. Something happens when you learn how to agree. When you learn how to agree, you just flow together. When you don't flow, some courage. Anybody seen the 5 heartbeats? Man, when I was online, they made me act like choir. Was it church boy, choir boy? Yeah, they made me do all that stuff, but they were a group of 5 talented people until this guy came, brought them together. I remember the funniest thing. They were all doing 5 different dance routines, and he got them together, and they produced something beautiful. Do you know what would happen if we would all just get on the same beat? Different people, different walks of life. Rick does this, Tez does this, Kerry does this, but they decided to come together for one common goal. What would happen if we decided to lock in on one common goal? But here is the challenge why we do not agree. We've got too many egos. You feel like you got something to prove. It's my way or the highway. It don't go like this. It go like this. And we spend more time arguing than we do doing certain things. We can't get on the same page. We do crazy stuff to prove ourselves. And here's the thing. A lot of us don't know how to flow with the plan. A lot of us are gifted people, but you don't follow. If somebody say right, you're going to go left just because you can go left. And the reality is at some point in your life, listen to me, you're going to have to listen and fall in line with somebody. It's not that you're not right all the time, but we're better together. Here's the biggest issue I think why we cannot agree. Everybody brings a gift and an issue to the table. Man, you can be great. You could be like analogy. You could be a great home run hitter, but your issue is we don't know if you're going to show up to the game. You can be the sweetest person to work with, do anything for you, but do not cross you. It'll be the last thing you ever do in your life. And what happens is we write people off because they have tempers. We write people off because they have issues, but they have a gift. You got to learn that everybody comes with, look at your neighbor and say, you've got a gift and you have issues. And sometimes you have more issues than you do gifts. Am I talking to anybody in here? I often wonder, what's the miracle in this scripture? Is the miracle in this scripture that Jesus got people to agree? Or is the miracle the fact that he answered the request? I want to show you how to agree on something. In order to agree, you got to have an open mind. It's hard to agree with anything outside of your understanding. Most of you, if you don't understand it, you're not going to go along with it. And here's the challenge. Your understanding is limited. Your understanding is limited. Here's the thing about this church. We're a non-denominational church. Let me show you something. I grew up Pentecostal. Who grew up Pentecostal in here? Yeah, got a couple hands. Who grew up Baptist in here? Can I get one witness here? And then they ain't just Baptists. There's like 15 different kinds of Baptists. Primitive, missionary, 10 miles behind Jesus back Baptist. They're just all kind of stuff. How many are, do I have anybody Methodist? Methodist in here? Methodist? Catholic? Catholic in here? All right. I know we got, this is just going to be a crazy dynamic. Mennonite. People who grew up in a Mennonite background. How many of y'all ain't grew up in church? You just knew you didn't cuss on the church parking lot. You went across the street and fought. How many of y'all ain't grew up in nobody's church? How many of y'all did? Y'all, you just ain't grew up in church. Here's the reality. And we're all coming together in this one body. It would be easier if I said we're a Pentecostal church because y'all know what we're going to do every Sunday. It'd be easy if we were a Baptist church. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. But the Baptist folk, y'all got to tell it right there. If thou withdraw yourself from me, and I just bring it in with a good old hoop. Mm-hmm. And we'd be, if I was Methodist, we'd do things methodically. And you say, that's the way we're going to do it here. Yes, this is the Methodist. But here's the, we all decided to come together as a non-denominational church. Your favorite song, I tell people our church is weird. You got Hank Williams and Jay-Z in the same church in here. You got Mahalia Jackson and you got somebody that loved just some Gaither music. But we decided to come together. We're different. But we got an open heart and an open mind. And here's the thing about it. Most of y'all in here don't understand each other. How many of y'all here married? I'm going to be honest with y'all. You don't understand your spouse? Be honest. We are not. We love each other. We know how to float. But we completely different. How many of y'all got kids in here? We don't understand each other. The dynamics, tell me you're a single parent. Some of you are married. If you're married and you're in the same house, you don't do things the same. We got an 11-year-old boy in the house, and it sounds like this. You're too hard on him. Y'all right in here? And here's the beginning of every argument. Y'all breathe. It's okay. Here's the beginning of every argument. This is my baby. I wish I had a little child in here. Whenever you do that, you bring your baby right here, and you drew a line, and you put them over here. And so here's the reality. We're different. We need each other. Isaiah runs to Barbara. He hugs on her. He loves on her. He runs to me. I'm going to punch him in the throat. I ain't going to punch him in the throat. But we're different because here's the reality. we're raising somebody's husband and somebody's daddy. And I don't want to raise no weak and something going on, he can just run up calling mama. I want to raise a soldier, a strong, responsible young man. I want his wife to come shake our hand and say, thank you, you did a wonderful job. I want that versus, I don't want Isaiah looking to marry his mother. I want him to look to marry a wife. And there's a difference that shifts in the mind of a man. It makes sense to do that. And what happens is when we sit on two lines of the equation, you're just trying to protect one from the other. That's just not parenting. That's life in general. We are different. Some of y'all are different. We praise God. Some of y'all shout, skip. Some of y'all just sit there and just grin. But the same thing, God is good to all of us. And his goodness is not based on my expression. It's based on who he is. I'm talking real good, but here's the thing. You got to learn how to let people be different. Men and women, we are different. We are different. Can I get an amen from somebody? Ladies, y'all process things different than we do. Men, we process things different than ladies. But that's the joy of the world. And here's the thing. We live in the United States of America. And here's the thing that I really pray for America. The thing that makes us great is the thing that most people argue about. What makes America great is that we are a conglomerate of all kind of nationalities and cultures, and people get to express in things different. I love living in the Northeast. I love walking in this section was Chinatown. I love walking over here, and then you had Polish restaurants. You had the Italian section. You had the African section. And then you had, you know, you just think everybody dark and black. They ain't black. You got Haitians. You got Jamaicans. I love the expression of culture. But what most of us argue about is what makes us great. We are different. Look at your neighbor and say, let me be great. And we won't let people be great and express them. I ain't talking about being out of control. But we have to learn how to harmonize. And am I talking all right in here? So here's the thing. We got to learn how to harmonize and fit in life. Some of us are too abrasive. You come in trying to take over stuff and rub people the wrong way. And some of us are too laid back. Come in and learn how to flow and just get in wherever you are. The next thing is this. It said, where any two of you shall agree about anything, they. You got to have the right they. Some of us are jacked up because we got the wrong they. The wrong they done made you paranoid. The wrong they done made you bitter. The wrong they done talked you out of your dreams. The wrong they got you messed up. You need some builders, some people that will cause you to level up, not people who are constantly pulling you down. You doing good. You get a promotion, and they looking at you crazy because ain't nothing happening in their life. I need somebody that will celebrate me, not tolerate me. Am I talking to anybody here that want to be around a group of people who push you to the next level? You don't want to be around people that I can't really talk about the blessings of God because it make you uncomfortable in my life. I want to be around people that I can talk about my issues as well as my triumphs and you still love me the same. You need the right they. The right they when you're going through is not going to beat you up. You say, this is not the end of your story. You're bigger than your last mistake. You are great. You are powerful. And they lift you up. Touch your neighbor and say, I need the right they. Your they sets the tone in life. The right they start to push me. I remember when I started being around a certain type of they. This they was going on like certain vacations and paying for them, and they weren't in debt. This they was talking about paying off debt. This they was talking about sacrificing. This they was talking about not going to McDonald's and eating double quarter pounder with cheese with Big Mac sauce and then putting fries on them. They were looking at me crazy for doing that. They were going to the gym and eating stuff that tastes like tree bark. You know, that stuff don't even taste right to people that use it to lose weight. But that they put pressure on me to get myself together. The they that you are a part of is shaping you. Culture is big. Culture trumps vision every day. I don't care what you say you want to do. What you around is what you're going to end up doing. Because if you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. So I got to be around the right they that is going where I want to go in life. Because here's the thing. When you're in a group, the hardest thing for any of you guys to do in here is to let somebody in. When you finally let somebody in and let your guard down, it is the best feeling in the world. Then sometimes the next thought is going to come. Are they going to leave? Now think about this. Think about this. I lost a brother and a sister. You know the biggest thought, honest moment? You know the biggest thought that I have in my mind? The biggest thing that I struggle with? Are the people closest to me going to be taken from me? So there's a part of me that can be reserved and not give everything I got because you may not be around long anyway. Many of us struggle with our they, and you're not letting the right they in your life because you're afraid of what's going to happen. oh my God, are they going to walk out? Are they not going to be here? I don't want to get too close. If I share my business with you and we fall out, are you going to tell the world? Y'all ain't saying nothing to me in here. But here's the reality. When God puts the right they in your life, I don't care how mad I get at you, the world will never know your stuff. I thought I'd get amen on that. I don't care what happens. That's our temporary things. The right they got you. The right they is going to cover you. The world doesn't have to know what's going on in your life. The right they causes you to push up. And here's the thing about they. Most people have not defined their they. You ever heard people say this? Oh, they ain't going to like that when this happens. Oh, when I get this job, they ain't going to be. Who is they? And boy, they talking about me real. You real mad, ain't you? Who is the they you're talking about? Sometimes the they is one person that ain't paying you no attention. Sometimes it's the they that you want to accept you that ain't accepted you, so you living a life to impress them and they ain't studying you. You got to have the right they are your ride or die. They're the people who you allow to shape certain things in your life. You got to find the right they because you ask according to your they around you. If your they around you is dreaming big, you're going to be dreaming big. If your they around you is striving for more in life, you're going to strive for more in life. It is very hard to want more when less is pulling you back. They should say this, it's hard to be big when little got you. So you got to be around big circles. Pick the right they. The next thing is this. It says, again, I tell you, if two on earth agree about anything, they ask for. You ask as a group. You ask connected to certain people. What you're around, you have to be, number one, let me tell you how to ask. Be specific. You got to move from general to specific. You ever went out to eat with somebody and say, they say, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? Then you show up at a restaurant. I don't want to eat here. Why didn't you say that before we drove here? If you ask me and Barbara, your idea of steak, she likes a steak when she cuts it, blood just sitting there on the plate. Y'all talking about just raw. I'm like, what is this? He's still kicking. The veins still going. My idea of a steak, give me just a slim bit of pink going straight to the middle. Let that marble fat just sit there on the side. You got your stuff burnt. No, it ain't burnt. It's just right. The hardest thing to do is to get on the same page, but you have to be specific in what you're asking for. Can I ask married couples out? Can I help you out in here? Here's how I messed up. Barbara, surprise me, Jason, with a gift. Perfect. You've been talking about decorating this house. Here's a gift card to decorate this house. Why did you get me a gift card to decorate this house for Christmas? You said that's what you wanted. That's for us, not for. If you're not specific, I'm going to get you what I think you need. I may buy you a toaster because I like the way you cook toast. I may buy you a crock pot because I love the cutting food you make. That's not a gift for you. That's a gift for us. If you are not specific, you will get whatever shows up. Whenever you are asking, be specific. You got to say, God, this is what I'm believing you for. People come up to me and say, I'm believing God for breakthrough. What does that look like? You want to just shout? No. Breakthrough for me is this. I need my debt paid off. I need a better job. I need better hours. I need this in life. I need peace in life. When I come home at night, I don't want to feel like punching somebody in the mouth. I want to be able to sleep, or I want to get over sin. I want to get over certain things. Be specific about what it is that you want because you get what you ask for. You all right in here? So you got to ask. Ask specifically, and then you get buy-in. When everybody says, this is what we want, on a job or whatever else, you agree to this. Amazing things happen when you can agree. I've seen couples who could not get along about anything say, we're going to get out of debt. When you agree to this, you align everything you have with this goal. And now an argument is not about what I want, about what you want. It's about what we want. I dare you to find some people to get in agreement with and say, this year, it's going to be the last year I struggle with this. This year, this is going to happen. This year, that's going to happen. And when you lock in like that, great things. Let me just talk to anybody here. Anybody got some big dreams in here? Anybody got some stuff that you need God to do? Lock up with some people who dream as big as you do, and they'll push you beyond your wildest imagination. And when your they locks in together, the Bible says this. You ask. In the last verse, it says this. My Father will do it in heaven, will do it for you. It will be done in my Father. It's a law. It works like this. Whether you understand it or not, I believe the Bible. And there are some big things that I'm believing God for. I'm believing God for us to build, and I'm believing God for us not have a whole lot of debt when we build. I'm believing God. There's a bunch of single ladies walking around here. I believe in God for single men to walk in here saved and love God, got jobs and good credit scores. If they ain't got them, they're on their way there. I'm believing God for great. Y'all, I thought I could buck a shout or something right there. My Baptist folk got me right there. I'm believing God. No, listen. I'm believing God for some credible thing. I'm believing God for some of you to be in city official seats. I'm believing God for marriages to come together. I'm believing God, not just so y'all can be happy, but I'm looking for something to be built. Do you know what would happen if y'all ever stop fighting and get on the same page and start dreaming together? I'm believing God for the city that we serve, Shelbyville and Murfreesboro and the surround. I'm believing God to give us the pulse of the city. So when great things happen, the mayors consult what we're doing here, that city officials consult, that we know where things are growing, that we know where things are building. And I can say, hey, you probably want to buy property over here because it's coming this way. I believe in God for us to be in the throes. I believe in God for none of us in here to struggle. It is not the will of God for you to wonder from week to week how you're going to pay your rent, all your money to spend, a little bit to buy some food, even got a gas. That's not the will of God. I'm believing God for you to walk strong with confidence and boldness. And I need some people to lock in with me that we will produce great things in the name of Jesus. So here's what happened. If we agree on earth and I get my they and we ask God and we lock in together. The Bible says this, it will be done in the name of Jesus. Now, when most of us, when we get finished praying, what do most of us say? Amen. And amen. And in most of your minds, what does amen mean? It's finished. Thank you. You didn't pray long enough. That ain't amen. Amen means it is so. Amen means that whatever I've asked God for, it's done in the name of Jesus. Amen means I don't have it yet. God, I'm believing you for healing. So now between the time that I believe you for it and it shows up in my body, my declaration is amen. Whole bunch of stuff could come up and make me doubt, make me question God, but my confession is amen. What am I saying? It's so. Instead of complaining about, oh, my God, this ain't going to fall apart. This ain't going to fall apart. This is not going to happen. Whenever somebody comes up to you and they begin to complain, just shake their hand and say amen. What are you saying? It's so. Whatever God has spoken over your life, it is so in the name of Jesus. As I close this series, here's something I want you to do. I want you to get on your mind something you're believing God for. Something that you have before God. I want to get in your mind a petition that you have God for. Some of you came by yourself. Some of you came with people. If you came with somebody, I'm going to have you agree and lock it in faith. If you came by yourself, I'm going to agree with you in the name of Jesus. Can I get you to do me a favor? Won't you stand to your feet all over the building? I'll finish. I want to sing this over your life.
Let the church say amen.